Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me for this weekly podcast. I'm grateful you are here, and we're doing something a little bit different in today's podcast episode. We're going to talk about various topics. I have a little list here that I'm going to go through. We're going to touch on some astrology, and then I'm also going to bring in some cosmic messages and updates that I hope are supportive for what you are feeling or tapping into. And just an overall review and understanding of what is happening for us at this time on our wonderful and beautiful little planet in the solar system. I'm going to touch on some of the developments that are showing up right now with both Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius, some things to be aware of, some things to just know are out there and are live in our world. And then I was also granted permission to talk about Jeffrey Bezos and his astrology chart. And by permission, I mean that it felt energetically correct to do so, but the message that I received was to only do so once. And they gave me the image of a courier pigeon. And I believe that courier pigeons were used in World War I and World War II. I could be wrong, but they gave me the image of a courier pigeon flying through the night to deliver a message once. And that's the energy I feel about this. So we are going to talk about Jeff Bezos because his astrology chart is quite fascinating. His birthday is January 12th. And all you have to do is go back to January 2020 when that huge Saturn-Pluto conjunction occurred. It was on his sun. And this is significant for a number of reasons. All year during 2020, I was like, what's really going on with Mr. Bezos? And then we heard the announcement that he stepped down from Amazon. And I had a really good connection there of some energies. I'm going to share that with you and we will discuss it, but only once and then we will move on. Now, I wanted to also give an update here on the podcast episode I recorded back on January 3rd. That is the channeled information. It's part two of the Saturn Uranus square energies. A lot came through in that channel and I haven't released that episode yet. I haven't forgotten about it. It was 2 months ago. There's so much happening on the planet right now in terms of the energetics that are at play, this huge energetic war that's still happening, that it's very interesting. The image they gave me about it right now, today, is that it's a sandwich of energy, meaning the energies are happening below us and above us. So here we are living on the earth plane, right? The physical reality. We're basically the sandwich meat, and it's the slices of bread below us and above us where so much is happening. And so it's a very fascinating time here because there's a lot swirling, a lot that's unsettled. And so that podcast episode, I still don't feel it's correct to release it, but I am exploring possibilities around where to release it when the time is right. And to be honest with you, I forgot a lot of what has come through. I just remember it was really intense and it was really fascinating. So I haven't forgotten, but it is a timing theme and it is about the right place. I wanted to touch base on that and I will keep you posted when that information is released and where you can find it. So first, let me start with some astrology here that is pretty general, but also really helpful. And it has to do with the transiting sun. And as I do this live broadcast, we have the sun in Pisces, which is the completion of the sun's journey through all 12 astrological signs. It is when energy is ready to be transmuted, released, completed. There's the unraveling, the undoing, things coming apart, if you will, because they've served a purpose. They've brought about a change. They've shown you something that perhaps you needed to see, learn, heal, understand, etc. So with the sun in Pisces, there is a completion underway. However, for you individually, you also experience the same energy the month before your birthday, the day the astrological month before your exact solar return is when you also experience this energy of slowing down, releasing, maybe feeling tired or worn out. So if you were born, let's say June 17th, and you are a Gemini, That means the month before your birthday on June 17th. So you could say starting on May 17th, the energy is slowing down for you as you approach that final phase of your solar return, where the energies are diffusing, they're completing, unraveling, slowing down, letting go. So then when you are a Gemini, it is that energy of Taurus that could perhaps be a time when you need more of a break, you feel worn out, you want time to yourself, you're looking to really take care of yourself. So essentially, the astrological sign before your natal astrological sign is when you are slowing down. And this is a good cycle to understand in yourself. This is good to know about what your energy is, how your energy works, and to be in tune with it so that essentially you're not pushing to have a lot done. You're not creating a lot of expectations on yourself that month before your solar return. So this can be a really beautiful way to work with your energy. Perhaps you've even noticed a pattern where just a few weeks before your birthday, you're feeling slower and run down and maybe don't have as much energy as you'd like to. Of course, this can vary every year, but in general, it is when the sun is at that place just before it returns to your degree of birth that you're really feeling a sense of completion and needing more of a break. So in the example, again, if your birthday is June 17th, it's that month or weeks beforehand when you're going to feel that you're ready for some vacation, or that you're basically, the universe is preparing you to get recharged for your upcoming solar return. So keep that in mind in terms of your commitments, what you decide to do, where you prioritize, and your expectations of yourself. The other thing to be aware of is that you can also feel slowed down, or that you need to balance yourself more when the transiting sun is exactly opposite your solar return location. So for that June 17th birthday, it means that when the sun is at the same opposing point of your sun, you're also feeling a slowdown, a stop, a pause. In this example, that would be December 17th. That would be when the sun is in Sagittarius opposing the sun in Gemini, that you also feel a slowdown. You also feel like, I need a break. I need to take some time for myself. I don't want to push it. That's when you're energetically balancing. That's when the sun is at the furthest point from your natural energy. So if your natural energy is that June 17th, feeling literally alive, you were birthed, you literally came into life form, when the sun is opposing that point is when you're meant to assess your energy, take a step back, not force anything, and also be very aware of what comes in for your awareness, because it can also be an important time of growth when the sun, the transiting sun, is opposing your natal sun. So I wanted to offer that information in terms of how you can work with your own energy. The same applies with the moon, the transiting moon. When you know that your natal moon is in Taurus, then every time the moon transitions through Taurus every month, it's going to bring you back into what you need and what those Taurus energies are. Now, when the moon is at the furthest away from your natal moon, when that moon is then in Scorpio, you're going to feel that tension. It could be more emotionally difficult. There could be something that comes up in your emotional process, in your home, in your personal world, and in your daily life that is showing you or revealing more that you didn't see or feel before. So these are wonderful cycles to be aware of because we work with them all the time. And as you continue to study astrology and understand more about these cycles, it can help you get clearer on your own energies. When the transiting moon is opposing your natal moon, you may need to go slower. You may not want to do as much. There could be a sense of your energy feels furthest from home. And that's when you could have different priorities and even be very conscious of how you use your energy and what you expect of yourself. So I hope this has helped you understand more about the cycles that you feel, that you work with, and how to make the most of them in your life, especially every month and every year. So now transitioning into some of our current transiting energies, the energies of transiting Jupiter and transiting Saturn in Aquarius are very important right now because they are really activating these Aquarius energies that we've been talking about. They are showing us more in the world in terms of innovations, technology, how we're advancing, what we're learning. And one of the most significant areas of development is not only in the world of electronics and technology, but that there are other advanced systems coming onto the planet that are being developed. There are technologies that are being practiced. I see a lot of this innovation and practice happening within military structures because a lot of military organizations have unlimited funding, and there are various reasons and intentions behind how they develop and practice these different technologies that feel off planet, that come from other places, other materials coming onto the planet that don't organically exist here. But it's a bit like trying all these different recipes of, okay, what works here, what works there. And I'm seeing this in a lot of underground labs, a lot of places where there's things that are being tested and figured out, and there's literally no daylight. It's like all these experiments and all these things that are being played with in it's just many different labs and very secure, very hidden, and again, below ground. I'm also seeing different experiments in terms of how to make different compounds, like different types of materials, building materials, electrical materials, just all kinds of things that are really a priority in many different places on the planet. Like I'm actually seeing 7 different locations where the energy is very, very strong. So what's also happening and what we're seeing at a more visceral everyday level is something called the deep fakes. And this is related to artificial intelligence technology. And I'm going to post a link for you about a video I came across. And I guess this video was posted on TikTok, I believe. And it's basically artificial intelligence that recreated Tom Cruise. Now, this is not really Tom Cruise, although to the human eye, it sure is. Everything down to the mannerisms and the voice and the ways that he's moving, but it's not real. It's artificial intelligence. And the only way to detect that it's artificial intelligence is through these AI bots that scan and determine that this is not a real person. So this technology of what they call deep fakes and essentially very extreme and accurate impersonations is very alive on our planet right now. And this can help you maybe go a little bit deeper into questioning, maybe just sit with something a little longer or tap into what feels right or what doesn't feel right. And to just know that this is happening, this is here, this is around us. Just because we see something on a screen doesn't mean it's real. And think about how much we take in every day visually, how much comes through that we're like, yes, that's real. I saw it with my own eyes. Well, we're moving past that. We're moving past what we see with our own eyes. That doesn't mean it's real. So this can really mess with our minds. This can really be big confusion point, a big sense of what is real, what is not real, what is happening, what is going on. And it also brings up the question of how long has this been going on? How many things have we already seen in terms of people or experiences that aren't real, that are computer generated? So very interesting and important to be aware of, because on the one hand, we don't want to live with a sense of suspicion everywhere or the sense of there's nothing that I can believe with my own eyes. But what's exciting about this is that it is helping the evolution of our consciousness, the evolution of our intuition, and our sense of when something feels off, when something doesn't quite feel right, doesn't quite make sense, even when you can't pinpoint it. This is where we can expand in our intuitive senses and really trust that maybe something doesn't feel right and you don't know why, but you trust the feeling, you trust the sensations, or you trust the fact that I don't have a complete understanding of why this feels off, but I know that it does. This is exciting. This is a wonderful thing to trust in ourselves and to believe in, because it's giving us more insight into our own capabilities, into our own sense of what we believe and what we know is true. And on this same note, related to especially Saturn in Aquarius, because Saturn makes energy real. Saturn brings things into physical form. It shows us and reveals to us more of what is happening and what we need to know. The other things that are coming up are more robots being introduced in our everyday life. These robots being slowly integrated into our everyday experiences. In fact, there was something from a company called Harris Robots that is creating a lot of robots in all different industries and all different parts of our everyday life. You can research this, and I'm sure that many of you know much more about it than I do. But for example, this company has provided robots to the British Army. They have developed robots to be in grocery stores, essentially to take the place of people and jobs. And they are doing who knows what else to create more robots and to use this technology all around us. So this is very important to be aware of. This is something that we want to stay conscious of and to notice what it shifts in us. Because a lot of times when this technology is rolled out, it's very sexy. It's very exciting. It's very much like, oh, you could have a robot in your house, like the Jetsons. You could have this really convenient technology that helps you with X, Y, and Z. Well, there's more going on under the surface, and I think this is where we're going to have some really fascinating choice points around our boundaries, our energetic boundaries, what we want in our lives, what we want in our homes, because of what we don't know. And I'm seeing this as a deep blend of nanotechnologies where there's so much programmed within these robotic structures. It's like layers and layers and layers that we aren't even aware fully of what we are opening up. It's a Pandora's box, but it's more technology is really embedded into these devices than we're even aware of at this time. So keep that in mind, and perhaps that would be a fun little rabbit hole to go down, because there's lots of information out there these days about what is being developed. But keep in mind that most information is hidden. And again, it's in these that I see them as military labs. I see them as places where they're doing all kinds of experiments. And I'm seeing it as that transhuman. It's actually trans mammal, because I'm seeing the technology being paired with animals as well. So there's a lot here that's happening that is certainly up for ethical debate, but that's also why it's hidden and why it's very secretive, very confidential and classified. So keep in mind that this is part of the world we're living in right now. And when something is introduced and it's brought out to the public eye, it's done so in a way that's exciting, that, you know, can be very mainstream, that basically it's asking the public for a buy-in to say yes, to say, I want this. And then comes out even more that we didn't realize we were agreeing to, or basically it's a Trojan horse. So stay very mindful of what you bring into your personal space, into your aura. I'm also seeing the body, what you put into your body, what you ingest or allow into your body, because some, like these particles, it looks like new particles are being introduced as well. Nanoparticles. Oh, okay. So they're showing me that this actually is something that we're already aware of because of the chemicals that have been sprayed on food, especially agriculture and food sources. And so that was one of the ways that these experiments were happening. And so there's more is what I'm saying. There's more things that are happening. And I don't have specifics on this. I'm not trying to be withholding. I'm just speaking in general. But the message is stay aware, stay open, and stay smart. Stay smart, because there are developments here where we have very important choices to make about what we want in our lives, what we want in our bodies, what we want in our homes, in our environments, and to stay aware of that. Because again, it might not be the masses who get it, but with each individual person who's questioning and who's aware, that adds to the overall energetics on the planet of people questioning and not just following along. And this is one of the strengths of Aquarius energy, is being very keen, being a very mentally aware and questioning and not just taking something as is. So that's an important energy to be aware of right now on the planet. Now let's switch over to the astrology chart of Jeffrey Bezos and take a look here at what is happening in his world, because it's very important and it's important for a few reasons. So the energy that comes through right away is that, as I've mentioned before, there is a recreation here on the planet of many Atlantis themes and many energies that are being revisited and that are coming up for us to choose differently, to act with higher consciousness, to be aware of the dynamics at play, to not be blindfolded. And now they're showing me that movie that came out a year or so ago with Sandra Bullock, Bird Box, where she was blindfolded and needed to stay blindfolded out of survival, but that basically brought alive her other senses. And they're saying to allow all of our senses to support us right now, to allow more of what you're feeling and sensing and seeing and smelling and hearing, to allow all of that to come alive, that even if what you see may look like one thing, trust that there's perhaps more that you're picking up that's accurate. So with this individual's energies, there is a strong connection to these Atlantis themes, and that his energy has made a huge impact on the globe. I mean, this is the world's richest man. And think of the influence that Amazon has, and how many of us have Prime delivery, and how much Amazon is a go-to for so many services and resources. So a very influential energy here. And so with this strong change of energy that happened in Jeff Bezos' natal chart in January 2020, this is a huge shift for him that is cosmic and soul level. His sun in Capricorn is at 22 degrees of Capricorn, where that Saturn-Pluto conjunction occurred in Capricorn. He has his Mercury and Mars in Capricorn, Moon in Sagittarius at 28 degrees, so that works with the galactic center. And he is also approaching his Saturn return. He has his Saturn at 21, nearly 22 degrees of Aquarius, and his Venus at 24, nearly 25 degrees of Aquarius. Interesting to note that his chart has a lot of energy focused on the world at large, what he's bringing forward in terms of technology, innovation, what he's also doing off planet. Very important, off planet technology and developments that, of course, not even discussed, not even revealed in any manner. But his chart does suggest that that is one of his intentions, is to move energy from Earth to other planets, and that it's even been a driving force throughout his lifetime. So he does have a space technology company, and I feel like there's more behind the scenes, like kind of like these smaller compartments of experiments that are going on and that are being developed in ways that we will probably never know. Meaning there's things that he won't put his name on or he won't be associated with publicly, but there's either funds or resources or things that are fueling those developments. So we just had this announcement that he stepped down from his post as CEO of Amazon, and I had a good chuckle about that, partly because there's always this, I call it an entertainment factor, between what is presented publicly and then what is really the story. And so when you're the richest man on the planet and you can buy off anyone and you have lots of protection and security and lots of things that you're in charge of, you have various ways that you're able to move around the world and things that you're able to maneuver. Now, someone as ambitious and determined as Mr. Bezos is very savvy, sophisticated, calculating. There's never anything done by accident. There's always a choice. There's always a strategy. So to consider, why would someone who owns and is in charge of arguably one of the most influential businesses on the planet leave that post. It's not just because. It's not as if he got tired of it. There's other reasons. There's other calculations. There's other things happening. I'm feeling it within the company of Amazon. Almost like there could be things that he's aware of. And, you know, he doesn't only answer to, say, the public, but there's stockholders. There's people that are looking for someone to take a fall, someone to be held responsible, someone who will be needed to clean up a mess. So what it feels like is that there are some karmic consequences. There's some things happening that is not public, it's not revealed, and who knows how much of it will be. But he's aware of it. He knows very much what's been happening or what's happening in his own world, his own companies. And he's very smart about his timing. Timing is a Capricorn energy. And so sometimes the best time to leave is on a high note. I remember that being said for a lot of long-running TV series, that you leave when you're at that high point. And that's what I'm feeling here. I mean, you look at how Amazon just had this record year of growth and stock market surges and very big profits. Of course, all of that because Amazon greatly benefited during the quarantine and lockdown energies. But the energy we're living in at this time has strong and fast-moving consequences. And what I'm feeling here is I'm getting the image of, and I'm just going to trust this, it's the image of a bullet. And that bullet is moving through the air, but then there's all this energy coming up behind the bullet that is also connected to karma and other lifetimes. And that bullet is picking up speed and it starts to go super fast, faster than the speed of light. And I know that a bullet isn't the most wonderful visual, but that's what I'm seeing. So there's energy that's picking up here and it's coming in. It's very fast moving. It has a place it's going and it's bringing up even more that we're going to be seeing over the next 3 to 4 years connected to his energies. And this is karmic. This is related to Atlantis energies. This is related to even, it feels like really dark underground energies. You know, everyone has a private life, and whatever you do in your private life, your own sexcapades, your own crazy adventures, the things you do with people that you would never want that to see the light of day. Okay, you have your private life. But it's when it gets more nefarious and when it becomes something that is damaging, when the energy really changes. And it's almost like there's secrets that can't be kept. There's like too many people involved. There's too many people who know too much. And yes, you can throw a lot of money at them. And yes, they can be paid off. And okay, there's things you try to do to take care of it and take care of business. I feel like a robot energy around him. Like it's very like robotic steel. Like he's made of steel. Like nothing can get to him kind of a thing. But there's things that are bigger than him that are unfolding. And again, it's because there's more of these energies that are picking up. And by the way, when I say a bullet, I don't mean literally. I'm not saying an assassination. I'm not saying anything like violence. It's the energy of even an arrow, right? Or something coming. It has a very clear destination. It's a very pinpoint exact energy that is collecting force and it's moving very fast. And I feel like there's some big consequences, again, from many lifetimes. I feel it's from the nefarious practices. I feel like it's from these very underground things that have been hidden for a long time. But because of the big transition on the planet and all the light coming in, these things can't be hidden anymore. And so it's interesting how as humanity gains in our intuition and gains or spirals up really in our consciousness and in our awareness, what was hidden or kept secret can no longer be kept secret. And that's what's been coming out. That's what's going to continue to come out. And that's what we're going to feel as well. And then they're bringing me to these stories that come out about how so-and-so started in their garage with their business. And how it's a beautifully created PR piece about, oh, so-and-so started in their garage. They worked really hard. They put in all the time and energy and boy, they were lucky. And look what they built. You know, really buys into that public appeal, that sense of if I work really hard, I too can build an empire. And oh yeah, if I just put in all this energy and effort, I too can be super successful. So it kind of buys in to some of these American dreams and these ideals that have been perpetuated. But what they don't say is the real story. And the real story is, well, don't tell anyone about the underground communities that you're connected with. Don't tell anyone about the back dealings and what's happening over here or over there. Don't give that to the public because that's the truth. That's the real story. No, no, no. You worked hard in a garage and look what you built. Sort of like this children's book version of business when there's much more at hand, there's much more that has been negotiated at various energy levels, and there's much more that's at play that other people don't have access to because there are many gatekeepers. And there are gatekeepers that protect these underground communities and these underground groups. Take that for what it's worth. You know, go into that more for yourself if you want to kind of read between the lines there. But essentially, there's some big changes happening. And I feel like, you know, maybe it's already within the company of Amazon. I don't know. You know, if you're an employee, maybe you know. But it's almost like, what is shifting within the company? And to be aware that every single person on the planet has the ability to take care of themselves, to adjust, to adapt, to keep going, to discover what it is that's true for you, regardless of the bigger systems that we are connected to. And this is also very Aquarius, because Aquarius is the systems, and I described it before as the full puzzle that's created, but there's puzzle pieces. And each of us is not only a puzzle piece in a bigger system, but we are our own whole puzzle. So it's interesting, the image I'm getting that is coming through is that you look at where you are connected to something bigger than yourself that fits your energy, that's correct for you. But remember, even if you're a puzzle piece towards that system, you are still your full puzzle. You are still a full and complete being on your own. And I feel like part of the shifts that we're going through here over the next number of years, especially, are going to return us to more of our unique essence, to more of how you're special, what your gifts are, what you're here to continue to develop and offer and expand and grow into, that is authentic and that is in alignment with who you are. So very interesting developments there. In other words, there's a lot more going on behind the scenes for JB than is being discussed or would ever be publicly discussed. And it relates to many energies that I also feel are quite cosmic, because I see his energy has been on different planets for different reasons. It's interesting, related to this, I met Jeff Bezos back in December 2013 at a party. I can't remember if I told you the story or not, but I was at a holiday party and he was there, and it was okay to go up and speak to him. And I went up and I shook his hand and I thanked him for Kindle. He asked me about my book or my books, and we talked for a few minutes. And I thought it was a wonderful encounter. And it's only years later that I have some other understandings of that encounter, especially the energy I felt in my hand when I shook his hand. So very interesting how the universe works to bring us into physical contact with some people. You know, how that happens and how it's something else energetically. Because our energies are always working with other energies. And I felt this very fascinating energetic understanding about what was happening at that time. So let's keep going onwards here to our next energy update, which is that we're in a little bit of a lull right now. The energy has softened. It has calmed down. Perhaps you felt that or sensed that. There's been a little bit of a pause or some breathing room. There is a lot of energy, again, happening above us, outside of the Earth's atmosphere, that's coming into the Earth's atmosphere, and then a lot happening below the surface. So again, we're in this sandwich. We're in this middle portion of the biggest energies. But I feel like what has happened is that there has been some, it feels like a protective film or a protective energy field that's been placed around the planet to allow us to calm our nervous systems, to center, to ground, to allow ourselves an opportunity to remain very conscious and aware as more is unrolled and revealed, especially in the next few upcoming years, which are going to be very big on the planet. And I do discuss more of those energies on my YouTube channel under the playlist about the upcoming USA revolution and how these energies are going to be working with the US specifically starting in 2022, going into 2025, and that these are big transformational energies similar to 2020. So please check out that playlist. I believe there's 4 videos where I talk about the Pluto return, I talk about the Neptune opposition to the natal Neptune in the US chart, and then also Saturn in Aquarius will be conjunct the natal moon of the US. So big changes in the US, which are essentially global changes because of how everything is connected these days. Everything is interwoven and mixed together, and we have all these elaborate systems that rely on each other, and they're all going to be affected by these big changes. But right now we're in a bit of a lull. And so some things that are coming through about this before I complete this podcast episode is to remain very strong in your energy field. Always, always, always taking care of yourself physically, emotionally, spiritually, being aware of how you're feeling or what's coming up for you so that you can be very honest with yourself. Very important to also be looking at your food, what food you're consuming, how much water you're drinking, what you're bringing into your body, and how you are essentially strengthening the body. It's important to continue to strengthen our immune systems. Now, this isn't simply because of COVID. This is because of how we're managing energies, how we're managing stress and uncertainty. But also, I feel like this becomes even more important when we have the Neptune opposition that is really strong in 2022 and looking at the ways that our body is absorbing energy, how we are caring for it, and how we're being very practical in what we need. So the nutrition, health, energies are strong. What you're taking in terms of vitamins and supplements and herbs, very important. It's going to continue to be important. This is about serious realignment of our lifestyles and what you need for a healthy life. And it's really going back to basics. It's very simple in a lot of ways. And this is that Uranus and Taurus that shaking up our values, that shaking up our resources. This is saying, well, what do you really need? Well, you need some really good vegetables. You need really good water. You need good sources of protein. You know, you need things that are good for the body's strength. You know, the good fats, the healthy carbs. All of this stuff is very important. And the more that we can integrate it and practice it in our daily lives, it's like we create and streamline our physical systems for greater health. So that's going to be very important, even more so as we move further into this decade. And I realize this isn't new information. I'm sure many of you have been doing this for decades. It's just a reminder of what is important and that it's something to stay mindful of. Sleep is still very important. The body's ability to rest, the brain's ability to rest. They're saying that it's more important than ever for our nervous systems and even our digestive systems, the lymphatic system, the endocrine system. All these systems need downtime, and there's going to be an ongoing need for that. So nap time, yes. Meditation, yes. Going to bed early, yes. All of that's really important. And to trust it when your body gives you those messages. Because again, just a reminder that it's just how we're built and that it's also really good for our intuitive energies. Because when we sleep, our intuitive energies are able to sense more in the world. It's like they get more information that can be brought back to our awareness. Another thing to be aware of is to make sure you are getting to know your neighbors, people around you, people who are nearby, to really look at what type of relationships you have in your local environment, in your local communities. I realize this is tricky if you're still experiencing quarantine and a lockdown, but this is important to strengthen local connections. And that doesn't mean you go out to look and be everyone's best friend, but it's just knowing your neighbor's name, having some friendly highs, hellos, becoming acquainted with those in your immediate vicinity, because these are very important relationships that you may need to tap into over the next few years or in the years to come, where it's people in your immediate environment that are going to be there, meaning you're sharing a living environment, you're sharing a neighborhood or a town, a community. It's important to develop our human connections. And this is, in fact, one of the most important messages. The people that you exchange energy with, even unconsciously, to know who they are. Even if it's just a friendly hello, and you know there's somebody you pass in the stairway and you just say hello to them five times. Great. It's that kind of personal connection that's very important right now. We need to remember the importance of each other, of how we're sharing this world, this environment, this life. Yes, we have screens. We all have our phones. We all have things on our mind. We all have priorities and work and various things we're looking to do. But don't forget the importance of humans. And again, it actually feels like this is the most important message right now, is that we can have excuses, or we're tired, or I don't want to put in all the energy to get to know somebody. It's not that. It's not like you have to know someone's life or that you have to let someone into your life. It's remembering that the ways that we treat each other are vital right now, and that it will pay off in the long term. The more people that you've just said hi to, that you're casually acquainted with, that you've recognized as a familiar face, remember the importance of this. And it's because we need each other. We are all humans here. We are all aware of what's happening on the planet and what's changing permanently. It's this whole, like, we're all in this together. So stay mindful of each other. And it feels really good. There's an easiness to this energy because it feels like the personal connection is beautiful to receive. It's beautiful to feel that, to just have a friendly hello, an easy conversation, something very simple, that it's not like you're, again, needing to develop an intense relationship with somebody. These are the easy connections that we're meant to remember are important. So for whatever it's worth, just remember that and know that that's something that we can do every day as we go about errands or talk on the phone or just whatever comes about in your world, to remember the importance of these human connections, the casualness of it, the easiness of it, and to don't lose sight of that, especially in our digital age. And especially, as I mentioned, with all these robotics that are coming out, we are not meant to be a robotic planet, and it's up to our intentions to keep valuing what it means to be human. So I'm going to call it a show at that, and thank you again for your time, energy, and presence here. I hope that there was some information that was beneficial or interesting to you to consider and to sit with, and that this was beneficial to what you may be experiencing at this time. So I will be back every Wednesday and Monday for another podcast episode. Thank you so much for subscribing, for liking, for sharing this podcast. It's very exciting that we all are on this astrology journey together and moving through these big energy waves. You can find more astrology courses, programs, and business development resources over on my website at mollymccord.online. I have written 10 books, and many of them are audiobooks as well. And I have even more for you over on my author website at consciouscoolchic.com. So as always, thank you so much for being here with me today. I wish you a beautiful day ahead. I hope you're feeling wonderful energies supporting you in your life. And I will see you back here soon for our next episode.